get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, August 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. For Helen and our friends on Mackinac Island, I had announced that Vicky and I would be on the island tomorrow celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. I cannot believe it's been 40 years tomorrow that we were married in Mayor Margaret Dowd's flower garden there at the Windermere Hotel. Well, we had reservations set for 7:30 at the Iroquois Hotel across the street from the Windermere. Window seat where we ate our first meal together as husband and wife. August 16th, 1984. Man, I cannot believe she has put up with me for 40 years. Thank you, God. But there have been a couple of developments where we've had to cancel the reservation. We're not coming. Number one, the weather. We are getting ready for some major rain, thunderstorms starting later today, Thursday. Really going to be coming down hard on Friday. Temperatures were only going to be about 72 degrees on the island. And rumors of a couple of the ferry services shutting down. Shepler's is going to be the only ferry service going to and from the island. A lot of people with hotel reservations, I'm sure, already booked months in advance, perhaps going to the Grand Hotel. They're going to go and be looking at one ferry service. So in concert with all that, the weather, wouldn't be able to take her on a carriage ride, a nice carriage ride from Jack's Livery Stable. So we made the decision to pull the plug. Sorry, Helen, we're not going to be there. Was looking forward to meeting you. Instead, we're going to be staying closer to home and having a nice meal Friday night. Not really sure what we're going to do afterwards, but we're going to have a great time together celebrating 40 years of her putting up with me. Text messages coming in right now. A couple of text messages. Sherry LaFave. Now, okay, be quiet, young lady. 40 years. Give that woman a trophy. Laugh out loud. Yes, absolutely will do that. Let's see. Officer Rick. We didn't meet at a state convention. I was a longtime listener. I started listening back in the day with Brian, the Mac, station. I think we met face-to-face at the governor's debate with Pat Kobach. Okay. Then he says, oh, wait a minute. The more I think about it, you might be right. The first face-to-face was state convention in Lansing. Dang, getting old. Forgetting is terrible. Then a laughing, crying, tears emojis. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Lansing. I don't remember. We went to so many, I don't know. But that's where he met Officer Rick. We met a lot of folks from around the state, especially Oakland County, West Michigan. Just a great opportunity, folks. If you can go, go. Whether you're a voting delegate, an alternate, or a guest, doesn't matter. You need to go. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here is MERS News Service had a story pulled up. You just heard it on Michigan Talk Network that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is looking at the Supreme Court justices' ruling regarding increasing the minimum wage and the paid sick leave decision. Good possibility, somehow, some way, this could be negotiated before it goes into effect in February. Why do I say that? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer's looking at it. I'm sure she's hearing from folks, and she's understanding how devastating this thing will be for small businesses, especially restaurants. And one other thing I want to think about, discuss with you guys, is the fact that small businesses, if they can't afford it, they just tell their employees, look it. Either we keep operating the way we have been, or I'm going to have to let you go. This is an at-will work state. Nothing says the employers can't fire you. If they can't afford to pay the wages, if they can't afford to pay the basically 9 days of sick time, paid sick time for you to sit home on your butt and get paid, well then, I'm going to have to let you go. What if small businesses and their employees choose to work together and not adopt or agree to implement the wage increases, the paid sick days, on their own voluntarily? The boss tells them point blank, if you need to have your wage raised to what the Supreme Court ruled, and you need sick days to be paid to not come to work, well, then we're going to have to let you go. Because I don't know if there's any teeth in the Supreme Court's ruling for pushback, wrongful termination, lawsuits, capabilities. I'm not sure. But it's very, very interesting that the governor of the state of Michigan is reviewing the Michigan Supreme Court ruling. Why? I'm sorry, but I got to believe that she thinks this is going to be very damaging to businesses. Now, one other aspect, press releases just came out this morning. The Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Now, this is hot off the press, folks, coming from Lansing as we speak. Attorney General Dana Nessel partners with National Labor Relations Board to strengthen worker protections. Talking about workers, talking about wages, talking about sick paid days off. Well, just filed fresh in about 10 seconds ago, literally popped up on the radio station, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has announced a memorandum of understanding with the National Labor Relations Board, their regional directors from Board Region 7 in Detroit and 18 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, to strengthen worker protections. The agreement enables the Department of the Attorney General, working with the National Labor Relations Board in Detroit and Minneapolis regions, to collaborate more closely for sharing information, conducting cross-training for staff, partnering on investigative efforts within each agency's authorities to more effectively enforce the National Labor Relations Act, as well as the state laws of Michigan. Protecting Michigan workers is paramount, said Attorney General Dana Nessel. Labor laws ensure those in the workforce are treated fairly and are provided with a voice in determining the terms and condition of their current and future employment. The partnership with the National Labor Relations Board bolsters our ability to enforce laws and protect our workforce, end quote, said Nessel. So it's pretty interesting, the timing of this. The governor's looking at the Michigan State Supreme Court's opinion. Now, that's one thing you have to understand. Right now, that is an opinion from the Supreme Court of Michigan. It is not law. They can't write laws as much as they tried to issue this opinion as a law. It is not a law. It did not pass the House. It did not pass the Senate. And it was not signed into law by the governor. At the time, what the Republicans did was they adopted basically the language of the petition drive. Both of these. $15 an hour living wage was the goal. Paid sick time was the other. Well, they adopted them, and then they amended them in the same legislative session. In doing so, the Michigan very liberal-leaning Supreme Court ruled that they did it wrong. They should have adopted it in one session and then amended it in the next session. I have a very simple question for the Supreme Court justices. What the heck difference does it make whether you amend it after you adopt it or wait a legislative session to amend it? It doesn't matter. It's the same process. So why do you have to wait? That doesn't even make sense. They didn't rule it was unconstitutional to adopt and amend. They just said they had to do it at a later date. What is Dana Nessel and Governor Gretchen Whitmer up to? We'll wrap this up. Final segment of Hour 1. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, Patriots, veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I got a couple of text messages for O'Grady, people wanting more information about him running for Michigan Supreme Court Justice. You need this information with you for county convention tonight at 7 o'clock. That way, you can ask the people who are going to go to the convention as voting delegates whether they support him or not. After seeing his resume, the fact that he is a judge definitely caught my eye. State Representative Andrew Fink, even though he's raised a ton of money, he's never been a judge before. We don't need newbies on the Michigan Supreme Court. So again, text me O'Grady, O-G-R-A-D-Y, and I'll send you the link to the campaign text that we received. Many of you as delegates may have received it last night. Let's see, what time did it come in? Wednesday, August 14th, 5:21 p.m. yesterday afternoon, it hit my phone. So look at your text messages for 5:21 yesterday. But just to wrap up this story, this segment, I find it so interesting. Michigan Talk News Network just reported Governor Gretchen Whitmer is looking at the Supreme Court decision that goes into effect February of 2025, affecting minimum wage, tipped workers like bars, restaurants, waiters, bartenders, people like that, and every 30 hours of employment guarantees you 1 hour of paid sick day, sick leave from your employer. You work a full year, basically, you're going to be able to take 9 8-hour days worth of time off from your job and sit at home and get paid by your employer. Folks, that's going to kill a bunch of small businesses. It will definitely, definitely cause them to pull back their workforce. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs, pure and simple. Other big corporations, type of companies, employers, McDonald's, people like that, they're already paying over $20 an hour for their workers. The only kickback in their system is going to be the paid sick time. So what will they do? Raise their prices. You'll be paying more for your food at a McDonald's. They got to pay these people 9 days a year to stay home and get paid $20 an hour for a full 8-hour shift. Yeah, your price of your Big Mac's definitely going up. And now that Dana Nessel sends out a press release, literally during the show, working with the National Labor Relations Board. The timing of this is not hypothetical. This is not conspiracy. These are things that are actually happening as we speak. And I believe the governor, working with the attorney general, are working in concert together. But here's the dilemma that Governor Gretchen Whitmer's in. She's got staunch, absolute woke agenda, green agenda, big government, tax and spend government Democrats in control of the House and the Senate. They applauded the Supreme Court's decision, the ruling. Well, she may be looking at the fact that after the November 5th election, she no longer has the majority in the House. The Republicans take it back. There's a new speaker elected. They're not going to get a chance to necessarily amend this decision or codify it into law while the Democrats are in legislative lame duck. What the Democrats are going to want to do before the end of the year, folks, mark my words, they're going to introduce laws in the House, the Senate, ram it through the process, probably no hearings at all, pass it on party line vote, send it to the governor's desk to codify it into statute. Because right now, it's not. It's an opinion by the Michigan Supreme Court. It's not the law of the land. Even though that's what Bill Schuette and Rick Snyder threw up their hands back in 2015 and said about the Obergefell decision. Gay marriage is the law of the land now. No, it's not. The United States Supreme Court simply said our state amendment against it in the state of Michigan was unconstitutional. They did not say gay marriage was the law of the land. But that's what they did. They threw up their hands. They threw up the fight. They said it's over. Game, set, match. Gay marriage is the law of the land. This, however, this Michigan Supreme Court, I think this decision will be challenged in court. So that's why they're researching and looking at it. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.